Report: California school district spending $20,000 on woke kindergarten which aims to disrupt whiteness. By Hannah Blow on August 3, 2022. A California school district is reportedly spending tens of thousands of dollars on an organization called Woke Kindergarten, which focuses on supporting children, families, educators and organizations in their commitment to abolitionist early education and pro-black and queer and trans liberation. According to reports, the Golden State's Hayward Unified School District recently contacted the organization for a month-long training session for staffers at Glassbrook Elementary School, where they will apparently learn how to disrupt whiteness, white dominant/settler colonial narratives and anti-blackness in the Glassbrook community. Woke Kindergarten, described as a global, abolitionist early childhood ecosystem and visionary creative portal, was founded by Akia Key Gross, who goes by they/them pronouns. Gross, in the Who We Are section of the website, is described as an abolitionist early educator, cultural organizer and creator currently innovating ways to resist, heal, liberate and create with their pedagogy, Woke Kindergarten. The website features a series of 60-second videos which advance anti-police sentiments, as well as LGBT propaganda and radical gender ideology. The website also features a section offering the woke word of the day. Past words include abolish, protest, and anti-racist. One of the workshops advertised on the website focuses on abolitionist teaching in the early years and states that Key illuminates the ways the prison industrial complex manifests in early childhood and takes participants on an exploration of how we can disrupt the PIC through a comprehensive and interactive journey into Woke Kindergarten's abolitionist early learning pedagogy. The district is reportedly spending $20,000 on these types of trainings for employees of the elementary school. According to the Washington Examiner, the contract was first noticed by the parent activist group Parents Defending Education. Erica Sanzi, the parent organization's director of outreach, called Woke Kindergarten ideological indoctrination that has no place in a kindergarten classroom or any classroom. The news comes as the midterm elections approach and voters take education issues to the polls. That was evident last year with Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's victory in Virginia following mounting controversy over parents warring with radical left school board members, demanding a say in their children's education. Florida Republicans are among those who have taken action legislatively, taking a stand against critical race theory, CRT, and passing the Parental Rights in Education bill this year.